Although we need a restart because that was fine. Okay. So for us to pray, Thy kingdom come.
所以当我们在祷告说愿你的国降临。
We are praying to say what life is when lived under the supreme sovereignty and intimate presence of God.
我们也就在展示了，其实如果我们真的是和圣洁的神有一个亲密关系的话，我们应当如何的行事为人。
We are praying for what life is when our thoughts are righteous and our deeds are gracious.
我们也就在祷告说我们的所思所想是圣洁的，我们的所作所为是公义的。
We're praying for what life is when God is our joy, our comfort, our peace.
我们也就在祷告说，如果神真的是我们的喜乐，是我们的安慰，是我们的同行者的时候，我们的生命应该是怎么样的？
When we pray, Thy kingdom come.
当我们祷告说，愿你的国降临。
We're praying for what life is when we find worship and honor rather than a chore.
我们也就在祷告说，我们把敬拜神当作是一个荣耀，当作是一个喜乐，而不是一个负担，一个抱怨。
We find that Sunday service is a time that we come together as a community to worship God rather than just to hang out.
我们也就会把这个主日的敬拜当作是作为一个整体来一起敬拜神，而不是仅仅的好像一个大家收拾一下，大家聚在一起而已。
When we find that worshiping God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength is a delight.
我们也就感到我们尽心尽性尽意尽力来敬拜神，这是一个多么快乐的事。
We're praying for a life that will freely serve our neighbors for their joy and their wellness.
我们这样祷告也就很自然的，我们会爱我们的邻舍，会去帮助他们，是为了求他们的好处。
And when we say, come,
当我们说来吧。
When we pray, come.
当我们祷告说来啊
We are expressing this inner desire to have such a life in God.
我们就表达了这样一个愿望，是因为我们是如此的爱我们的神。
We are asking for God to move this from a promise into the fulfillment of a promise.
我们也就在求神说，把他的预言，把他的这种承诺，赶快的实现。
Thy kingdom come is to say.Go from the promise of a fullness of life into the fulfillment of this fullness of life.
所以说，祷告说神的国降临，也就是说，我们知道那个神向我们许诺的那样的美好，我们也就巴不得这个美好，这个赶快到来。
That God, we want to move from theological information into a lived theological reality.
我们也就想把一些头脑中的一些神学的概念，而转变成一个活生生的实现在我们日常生活中的东西。
That we say, come.The kingdom come.
当我们说你的国降临的时候
，Because we want more and more of this life with God.
是因为我们越来越多的希望我们的生命与神连接。
And we want to see this life with God break through despite the sins that still surround the world.
我们也就是渴望，尽管我们中间还有罪恶，但是我们巴不得神会越来越多的与我们同在。
And oftentimes we do have this natural desire to want something.Superior to fill the vacuum or to oust something inferior.
很自然的，我们会渴望一些美好的东西来弥补这个虚空，或者呢是用这个美好的来取代一些次好的。
We can see this inner condition that we have from our approach to food.
我们也可以看到，我们就是在寻找食物的时候有这样的愿望。
There are people we will travel for good bubble tea.
我们愿意。喝一杯好的珍珠奶茶而多开几里路。
So there's not really any good ones in Chapel Hill or in Durham.
事实上，在德尔姆和教堂山没有真正的好的奶茶。
And so we go to Kerry for Kung Fu Tea.
所以我们愿意跑到Kerry 去喝那里的功夫茶。
15 minutes to church, a little far.
开15分钟到教会，好像挺远呢。
30 minutes to Kerry for Kung Fu Tea, no problem.
如果开三十分钟的车到 Kerry 去喝一杯珍珠奶茶，没问题。
We also see this approach in at least in my looking for a furniture store.
在我去想选一些家具的时候，我也有这样的态度。
The fact that IKEA is going to open supposedly in 2020 in Kerry.
这个宜家家具将在2020年在 Kerry 开一家店。
And in fact, personally. I've written to this clothing brand called Uniqlo.
就是他更倾向于一个衣服的品牌叫做优衣库。
And I've written to them to say, would you want to come to South Point and take over Urban Outfitters?
他甚至就写信给他们说，你们愿意来到这个就是德姆的那个 South Point 那个大帽里边，把另外一家店踢走，你们在这儿开店吧。
Because I could see you dwelling in that space very well.
我会想到大家也会很喜欢在那里购物的。
All of this is to say that there is this natural desire for us to want something far superior, to either fill the vacuum or to oust something inferior.
这些例子就是表明我们的天性哈，我们就是想要那些最好的来取代那些次好的或者是根本没有的这么个状况。
And so when we believe that God's kingdom is the best,
所以我们相信神的国是最好的。
When we believe that God's will is the most supreme,
如果我们知道神的这个意志，神的意愿是最好的。
When we know God as God the Father in heaven,
当我们知道我们的神是我们那个天上的父。
We will pray as Jesus taught us.
我们就会像耶稣基督教导我们那样去祷告。
And that is,
那就是
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth.As it is in heaven.
就是主导文的内容。我们天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And Paul, Apostle Paul, believes that God's kingdom is the best.
使徒保罗确信神的国是最好的。
He believes that God's will is the most supreme.
他也相信神的这个意志是。最高的。
And therefore, he's always consistently exhorting Christians to live fully for the glory of God.
所以使徒保罗也一直劝诫基督徒，我们要活出这个，神要求我们的这种样式。
To the Corinthians.
对这些哥林多人。
Those who have been to winter retreat, are you ready?
那些去了冬天那个短宣的人，你们准备好了吗？
The reason why I say that is because this coming the verse that I'm going to read for you is the verse that they have to memorize during winter retreat.
他之所以提到这些人，是因为他们去短宣的这些人必须要背会下面的这段经文。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. This is what Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
这就是使徒保罗写给哥林多信徒的，说你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Do it all for the glory of God, whatever you do.
不管你做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Hallow the name of the Father in heaven.
让天父的名得到荣耀。
Writing to the Colossians.
他给哥罗西的信徒们写信。
And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
And he also has this belief, his conviction for himself as the way that he will live.
使徒保罗他自己的行事为人也遵循了这样的原则。
He expressed this to the Galatians.
他是这样写给加拉太的信徒们。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
To say that Christ lives in me is to say that we will live the life of Christ.
当他说神基督在我里面活着的时候，他的意思其实就是说我要活出神要我活的这个样式。
And to live the life of Christ is to live the life that seeks to hallow the name of the Heavenly Father.
而什么是活出基督的样式呢？就是说我们要把尊神的名为圣作为我们生命最重要的目的。
And if we look into the writings of Paul,
如果我们仔细看保罗的一些著作，
He is unashamed of the name of Christ.
他真的是不以神的名为耻。
He has an abundant use of Jesus, of Christ, and of Lord in his writings.
在他的, 写作里边, 他用了很多很多 耶稣, 基督, 神子, 这样的名。
Essentially, we could say that he is unable to shut up about Christ.
我们可以说就是, 只要提到耶稣, 这个, 保罗就停不住嘴。
And why should he?
他为什么要停呢?
For him, he knows the one who has given his life for Paul to live.
因为保罗有足够的原因, 就是可以滔滔不绝地来讲述耶稣基督, 是因为他的生命被耶稣改变了。
And so we look into his writing, it's Christ, 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 Christ.
所以我们看他的著作里边, 总是耶稣, 耶稣基督, 基督, 出现很多很多遍。
And we go, wow, Christ really is very important to Paul.
所以我们会说, 真的, 耶稣, 基督对保罗是太重要了。
And so when we pray, thy kingdom come,
所以当我们祷告说, 你的国降临,
we are saying, Lord, help me, help us, hallow your name.
我们也就是在祷告说, 神啊, 帮助我, 帮助我们, 来一起尊你的名为圣。
Lord, help me, help us not to make hollow your name.
我们也是在说, 主啊, 帮助我, 帮助我们, 不要让你的名成为一个空洞的。
And Jesus emphasized this need for community for the maturity of our faith.
耶稣呢, 也强调了, 作为一个集体, 我们一起成长的这种重要。
Because here Jesus says, it's our Father.
因为在这里, 耶稣是说, 我们天上的父。
He's calling for all disciples to recognize that we have one Father in heaven.
他是在对这些信徒们指出来说, 我们一起有一位天上的父。
And we are important to one another in our walk of faith.
在我们与神同行的这个路上, 我们对于彼此, 我们是重要的。
And the beauty is also that we are joined with Christ in calling God our Abba.
而这个美丽也就在于说, 我们可以一起来称呼 天上的父。
And so we can insert this question in our daily lives.
所以呢, 我们在我们的日常生活中, 我们来可以问自己一个问题。
Will we be hallowing or hollowing God's name if we
就是说,
fill in the blank for whatever action that will follow?
就是说, 当我或者我们做或者是行某些事的时候, 我们是在真的尊神的名为圣吗? 还是说我们让神的名显为空洞, 显为苍白无力?
That we can continue to ask it such that it becomes so natural in our mode of thinking as we approach our living.
当我们这样自问足够多次的时候, 我们就很自然地可以改变我们行事为人的这样的一个方式。
Because I've talked to this youth who will not be named. Because oftentimes when I mention someone without a name, the next question is, who is that person?
我在这里特别不提他的名字, 因为就避免大家去猜测这是谁。
But there were some writings on on the social media post that I wondered, really, is this what you want to write as a Christian witness?
是因为这个人呢, 他在一个社交的网站上写了一段话, 我读了以后我就在想, 真的吗? 你作为基督的跟随者, 你适宜写这样的话吗?
And what I learned from that incident,
从这件事中我学到的功课是,
is that when the youth replied, oh right, this is actually not good,
当那个年轻人说, 哦, 是啊, 是这样写不太好。
And so the edit was made to the post.
所以他就又加了一段。
And the reason given was, oh, because we all say that, we all write that, so we never really process to think through that this is in fact not appropriate.
这个年轻人的理由就是说, 大家都这么说, 这么写, 所以我也就没有过脑子, 我就自然的就这么写了。
And so having to have a question that now filters in our that helps to filter out our decisions is important.
所以问这样的问题就是帮助我们可以过滤出一些不适宜的不好的这种说法或者做法。
So will I or will we be hallowing or hollowing God's name if we...
就说如果我或者我们做或者说这些事的时候，我们是在尊神的名为圣吗？还是在亵渎神的名？
So perhaps ask as a parent or as a child before we turn on the TV for the TV to be a babysitter.
所以作为父母或者孩子，我们打开了电视就让孩子看电视，就无形中就让这个电视作为一个我们教养孩子的工具，我们这样做对吗？我们应该问自己这样的问题。
Have we come to the Lord's word? Have we come to the Lord to be taught how to be a parent, to be taught how to be a child?
我们有没有来到神的面前来求问，我们应该怎样做父母，我们应该怎样做儿女？
Because we say, your kingdom come, your will be done in my life as a parent, as a child.
因为当我们祷告说愿你的国降临，愿人都尊你的名为圣的时候，这可以应用到我们如何做父母，如何做儿女这些方面。
We can ask as a worker before we turn on the laptop.
我们可以在打开我们的手提电脑的时候问问我们的同事。
Will I be hallowing or hallowing God's name if I do this and that with the laptop?
我们可以自问，就是说我们用这个电脑来做 这样那样的事的时候，是在尊他的名为圣，还是在亵渎他的名？
It's hard to imagine a worker not willing or not wanting to bring excellence into the work when hallowing God's name is in the picture.
如果我们真正的尊神的名为圣的话，那么很自然的我们会在工作中做得尽量出色。
Perhaps ask as a student before we turn off in a lecture.
Turn off a lecture 就是到就是
魂游向外。在讲课的时候魂游向外。
就是说作为一个学生，你也可以问自己这个问题，如果在上课的时候你是在这里胡思乱想魂游向外。
Will that be hallowing God's name, or will that be hallowing God's name?
那是在尊神的名为圣吗？还是在真的是让神的名羞愧？
Perhaps ask as a friend before we turn on a video game.
也许当我们要开始一个游戏之前，问问我的朋友。
作为一个朋友，问自己说，我跟朋友在一起的时候，我在打开那个电动玩具之前，我这样做是不是有，就是荣耀神的名，还是使得神的名成为空洞？But thank you. No, sorry. And because there are all these matters that we, in fact, think that it comes naturally. It's very natural for us to know how to be a friend.
很多时候呢，我们好像很自然的知道怎么样做一个朋友。
To be a consumer of entertainment.
我们做一个这种娱乐的这种消费者。
To be a user of social media.
作为一个社交这些媒体的这么使用者。
But in fact, all these are tagged to whether we are hallowing or hallowing God's name.
但是事实上，我们在做这些事的时候，我们真的应该自问这个问题：我们是让神的名为圣，还是使神的名变得空洞？
You're never quite walking in a neutral ground.
我们很少是走在一个中立的这种线上。
And even more so as a fellowship leader.
作为一个这种敬拜的一个领头的
，as a ministry worker，
作为一个福音工作者
，as a disciple of Jesus Christ，
作为耶稣基督的一个门徒
，what do we see our commitment to the churches？
我们如何看待我们对于这个教会的委身
？Do we encourage the fellowship members to also come on Sundays？
我们是不是在鼓励我们的同伴们积极的来主日敬拜
？Do we encourage one another to gather as consistently as often as we can as communities of faith?
我们是不是能够鼓励我们的同伴来积极的频繁的来聚会？
Will we set aside time such as for this year's retreat to say we're going to set, now we know when it is going to be, we're just going to protect that time and say we're going for the retreat?
也好比说我们愿意主动的预留时间，比方说我们知道今年的退休会是在那个时间举行，我们是不是愿意把这个时间提早安排好，我们以致我们可以顺利的去。
Is there a rethinking of family vacation to say, wow, isn't it wonderful that the family can be together with the family in Christ and this, and when, because we are nourished in the kingdom of God, this is a beautiful family vacation.
在我们计划我们的家庭旅行的时候，我们是不是会考虑到，哎，我们可以和爱主的一些其他的家庭一起来出行，来一起享受这种交通的甘甜？
Because we either hallow the name of the Heavenly Father, or we hallow whatever we view as important apart from God.
因为我们其实，在我们的选择中，我们就可以看出来，我们是真正的尊神的名为圣，而是或者是我们真正的是看重那些。和神没有关系的那些事情。
So we can ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts and bring us into understanding of just the state of our faith.
我们真的是可以请圣灵来审查我们的心，来帮助我们看到我们是不是真正的在跟随主。
And perhaps we can also insert this question.
也许我们还可以再质问一个问题。
How am I or how are we transformed from the inside out as we hallow the name of our Heavenly Father?
就是说，当我们真正的尊天父的名为圣的时候，我们的生命是有怎样的更新？
What can we know? What can we see as evidences that God's kingdom has broken through our fortress that resists God?
我们是不是可以看到我们生命中一些阻碍神的事？这样的一些堡垒一个一个的被攻毁了。
What are the evidences that God's kingdom is now in growing governance of our lives?
或者我们也是不是可以看到，在生命的不同的方面，神是越来越多的获得了这种主权。
And it will be wonderful if we can point to an increase in our philanthropy.
我们。当然很好了，就是如果我们越来越多的在慈善事业上来贡献。
Or we would say there's improvement in my temperament.
或者我们也可以说，哎，我的这种性格，我的这种气质在发生变化。
There are choices that I've made to my wardrobe.
比方说我购买的衣服是越来越合乎圣徒体统。
That as hallowing. The more I hallow God, I've learned that my life will be less and it will be more and more stress free.
或者是说我越来越感到我的生命中有平安，就是这种焦躁不安越来越少。
And truly, these are wonderful changes.
这些都是非常好的变化。
And we praise God for the lives that for the change in our lives that He brings.
我们为我们生命中的这些变化来感谢神。
But we can ask more.
但是我们还可以求更多的。
In fact, as Jesus would teach us the disciples,
事实上就当耶稣教导他的门徒。
Ultimately, there was a question: Do we see God's kingdom and His righteousness first?
我们就是我们是不是把求神的国、求神的义当作我们生命中最重要的东西
？Because there are all these good things such as philanthropy, improvement in temperaments, having less stress. All of that's good.
因为确实我们愿意更多的做慈善，我们愿意性格有生命有改变，我们愿意生活的越来越平安喜乐，这都是很好的。
But that could still be driven by our desire to have just a better morality.
但是那些呢，也可能是被一个不同的目的来驱使，这个目的就是说我们要提高自己。
But if sin ultimately is the rejection of God and His holiness.
而这个罪的最重要的目的呢，就是让我们排斥神。
Then to see a new life that is in worship of God would be to see this increased appetite for what is holy.
而我们真正的变化，其实应该是我们越来越渴慕神的圣洁。
Because there are people who can come to church and say I believe in God, but really in the end they're looking for people to love them.
因为有的时候我们会发现有些人来到教会他好像是来追求神但他其实是来这里寻求人的喜爱
And one pastor taught in terms of the arenas of romance,
有一位牧师是这样谈到这个罗曼史
It's to say that when you hear a Christian say I know God loves me, but
当你听到一个基督徒说我知道神爱我但是
You know immediately there are two things
你会马上知道两件事
that they don't know that God loves them
第一他们并不真正知道神爱他们
or at least they don't know how much God's love is for them
或者至少他们不知道神对他们的爱是多么的深
and that but points to a particular idol in their lives
那个但是其实就是指出了他生命中的另外一个偶像。
Of course, now that we know this little pastoral secret, we're like, oh, next time we just not share about the butt.
所以好像是在对会众们说，下次你分享的时候不要说那个但是。
But we know in our hearts whether there's going to be a but.
但是我们自己知道我们的心里是不是有一个但是。
And so we ask ourselves this question that rises above particular conduct and say, has our appetite for holiness increased?
所以我们先忽视我们的所做，我们来真正的问自己这个核心问题，就是说我们对神的圣洁的这种渴慕是不是在增长。
Because before there was a growth in the delight for holiness, when I look at violent movies, when I look at sensual movies, I'm like, that's just a movie.
因为在问这个问题之前呢，我去看那些很暴力的、很色情的电影，我会觉得没什么，只不过一个电影而已。
When I look at laziness, I'm just saying, ah, it's just laziness.
当我看到那些懒惰，我也会说，哎，就是懒嘛。
But yet, the more we are in tune with God's holiness, we realize that.Violence in movies is not just a movie.
但是我们越来越和神的圣洁看齐的时候，我们就会说那些暴力的电影不仅仅是一个电影。
It continues to tell us that this is okay.
这些电影在持续的告诉我们，我们可以这样。
And that it's okay to be lazy when, in fact, God made it very clear it is sin.
我们也会就自己找借口说啊，懒一点也没什么关系，但事实上神是很清楚地告诉我们这是罪。
So will we go around saying I'm lazy if I actually think that that is a sin? Or because sometimes now I hear lazy as if a badge of honor. I'm lazy but I get my work done there. What's going on there?
有的时候呢，我们发现有些人说啊，我很懒，但是我把事儿都干完了，其实好像是一个在炫耀，并不是真正的把这个懒惰当做一个罪。
One, we're not hallowing God's name.
你这样说、这样做的时候，就是说，第一，你没有在尊神的名为圣。
Because we're casually talking about a sin that has been redeemed by Christ dying on the cross.
因为我们就对一个耶稣在十字架上付出代价的这样一个罪，我们好像还可以。炫耀的可以漫不经心地说出来。
And we're not thanking God for really rescuing us out of our laziness, but in fact pointing to our own abilities, which was God given in the first place.
我们就是轻看了耶稣的这种所付的代价。同时呢，我们在这里漫不经心说这些罪的时候呢，我们好像是在强调自己的能力，而这个能力其实首先就是神给我们的。
So we do have to ask that change from the inside out. Do I now drink from God's word and let it be the definer of holiness, definer of who He is?
所以我们要问我们这个问题，是不是我们在神的话上如饥似渴，让神成为一个圣洁的这种决定者，我们生命意义的这样的一个决定者。
That we are overwhelmed by the greatness of God.
我们在神的这种浩大面前，我们有一点茫然无措。
That we are overwhelmed by the truth that He is our Father in heaven.
我们也对这个神是我们天上的父这样的一个事实，我们感到有点难以完全的了解。
That He is not easily chucked out of our lives.
他是不可以轻易的被我们排除在我们生命之外的。
Do we start to schedule our lives?In a, to orbit around God.
我们有没有把我们的生命安排成一个围着神来转？
Or do we say, all right, this is my itinerary. All right, God, maybe you could come in this 5 minutes. I got 5 minutes to spare for you.
或者呢，是我们把生活安排得好好的，然后说神啊，我给你五分钟。
Is our life going to be centered on God?
我们的生命是不是以神为中心
？Such that when we pray, we first pray to our Father in heaven. We pray for His name to be hallowed. We pray for His kingdom come.
而是说，我们真正的是向神祷告，真的是愿意他的国降临，真正的是愿意他的名被人尊为圣。
Because Jesus does recognize that we need the daily provisions.
耶稣认识到我们需要这个每天的供应。
There is the bread.
有这个食物。
There is the times when we need to forgive because people will offend us.
耶稣也认识到我们有的时候需要被原谅，因为有人会来得罪我们。
And there is that need because temptation surrounds us.
我们也会有诱惑围绕着我们，所以我们也有那方面的需要。
But Jesus tells us that first and foremost we worship God.
但是最最重要的是我们来敬拜神。
Because when we know that God is our Father in heaven.
当我们知道神是我们天上的父的时候
，We are totally at ease to know that He will provide us the daily bread.
我们就会自然的知道他会给我们供应我们每日的饮食。
When we know that He is the Father in heaven.
当我们知道他是天上的父的时候
，That He loves us and has sent His Son to die for us on the cross.
他爱我们，甚至把他的爱子差遣到世上，为我们死在十字架上。
We forgive others because we have also received that grace and mercy.
我们很自然的可以去原谅别人，因为我们首先得到了恩典和原谅。
And when we know that our Father is in heaven,
当我们知道我们的父是在天上
，That when we see temptations, we will know God is more glorious.
当我们看到这些诱惑的时候，我们会想到神是更为荣耀的。
And if we do ever stumble, we have Christ as our mediator.
有的时候我们会跌倒，但是神是我们的耶稣是我们的中保。
If we have stumbled, we can have God's promise of forgiveness and cleansing of all our unjust because He is just.
我们虽然会跌倒，但我们确信耶稣是信实的，他必将洗净我们的罪，原谅我们的过犯。
And when we know that our know God to be our Father in heaven.
当我们知道神是我们天上的父的时候
，We know that He will lead us in the way of righteousness by His name, as said in Psalm 23.
我们会知道他就像诗篇二十三篇所应许的，他为他的名引导我们走义路。
So, dear CCMC,
亲爱的 CCMC,
we are taught to pray Thy kingdom come.
耶稣教导我们，我们要祷告，让神的国降临。
And this prayer.Is now adopted as the theme for 2018 for our church.
我们2018年的教会主题就是从这里来的，愿你的国降临。
And may it be that it will be our conscious prayer in 2018 and beyond.
也希望这也成为我们每个人的祷告，不仅仅是2018年，还有以后的很多很多年。
Let us grow to be a church that wants to see God's name hallowed on earth.
让我们成长为一个教会，就是我们真正的希望神的国、神的名得到荣耀，神的国降临。
Let us resolve to hallow God by doing some deep sea diving in the depths of God's word.
让我们的新年立志的时候，也是真的让我们在神的话语上下功夫，可以非常深入下去。
So that together with all the Lord's holy people, we can grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
也是因着我们弟兄姊妹的一起，让我们可以真正的认识到神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That we demonstrate how weighty God is by how much devotion we give to the study of His Word.
我们愿意在神的话上下功夫，我们就借此来显明了神在我们的心目中是多么的重。
Because we will never say, "I'm going to climb Mount Everest," and then I just need to jog every 5 minutes of the day.I need to just jog 5 minutes every day.
就好比说我立志要去登珠穆朗玛峰，那么我就不可能每天只跑五分钟的步。
Because for something that is utterly important, we know we always give more time to it.
因为一个事如果真的对你那么重要的话，你自然的会花越来越多的时间和精力来做它。
And of course, it is never always just to say, "All right, 24/7, I'm just going to sit in front of the Bible."
当然不是说我们每天每时每刻都要拿着一本圣经。
Because we believe that as we remember God's word, it continues to move in our lives, even when we eat. Whatever you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. That is in the presence of God.
我们知道我们有日常的生活，很多事要做，但是如果我们真的记住神的话，那么神的话就可以在我们生命中的任何方面流淌出来。就像圣经上说的，你们 或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神的名而行。
And let us resolve to hallow God by serving one another.
也让我们彼此服侍，以此来荣耀神的名。
By giving to one another.
来无私的给予。 彼此。
By building up the community.
让我们整个作为一个整体，我们来越来越进步。
By protecting time of fellowship and corporate worship against all other distractions or temptations.
也让我们就是预防一切的干扰，我们预留时间，我们来保证我们可以一起敬拜，一起来交流。
So that we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
我们这样做的时候呢，就是会彼此激励，而不至于就是松懈，或者是就是习惯于停止聚会。
So may it be that we, in faithfulness to God, as followers of Christ, as the keepers of God's truth.Let us make the kingdom of God ever visible in and through our lives.
所以作为耶稣基督的跟随者，作为神的真理的这样一个守卫者，让我们让神的国降临是借着我们的生命来显示出来。
So that the body of Christ will be edified.
所以我们作为一个耶稣的这么一个身体，我们会不断的进步。
That the unbelieving will be convicted, even coming to repentance.
让那些不幸的人能够知罪，能够悔改。
And ultimately, that the name of God will be exalted.
然后最终就是神的名被高举。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So before we partake the Holy Communion,
在我们领受圣餐之前
I ask that all who are able and you are a Christian, please stand.
我请大家起立。
And now let us pray aloud together.
让我们一起大声的祷告。
In praise of the Lord our God.
来颂赞我们的神。
Let us give our praises to our Lord.
让我们把颂赞归给神。
We can pray aloud. 开声祷告。
对，大家可以自由开声祷告。
我们在天上的父。